Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a great start to your Wednesday. Yes, this is the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, but we want to send a big congratulations to the 2020-2021 NBA champion, Milwaukee Bucks. The 2020-2021 season has concluded one of the best finals that we have seen in quite a while, and it was the Milwaukee Bucks who have overcome many obstacles, have overcome many polarizing opinions about the franchise, about superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, about their coach Mike Budenholzer. All of them were validated and vindicated last night with earning the first NBA title for the Milwaukee Bucks in nearly half a decade. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. In the first segment of the show, we're going to talk about how the NBA title win for the Bucks is significant for small markets, especially small markets with NBA teams on the rise like the Memphis Grizzlies. In the second segment, I'm going to give you my updated top 20 Grizzlies big board, including all players who could be trade-up candidates, who could be candidates to be picked at 17, and obviously trade-back candidates as well. And in the third segment, I'm going to specify it a little bit more, give you my top seven most realistic and sensible selections for the Grizzlies if they were to stay at 17. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC on Twitter. My name is Sean Coleman. I'm a credentialed media member with the Grizzlies. I've been covering the Grizzlies for 3 years over at Grizzly Bear Blues as part of the SB Nation blog network, and I've also been your host here since April of 2020. Your Grizzlies every day, the latest Grizzlies news, perspectives, and insights, plus the honest truth when it comes to the Memphis Grizzlies. Before we get today's show started, do want to remind you of the title sponsor of our show, which is Spotify Green Room. You've heard us talk about it many times. We do our daily show when it comes to Spotify Green Room every Thursday night at 8, and obviously we'll be doing it once again, talking about the NBA draft, talking about the Grizzlies tomorrow night at 8. Let's talk Grizzness on Spotify Green Room. Speaking of the Locked On Podcast Network, the Locked On NBA Network has its Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 going on right now. I cannot encourage you enough to tune into today's episode, because today's episode is action-packed with some unexpected moves when it comes to the middle part of the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft when it comes to the NBA. And at the center of those moves could be a team we're all very familiar with. I can't give too many details. Tomorrow's episode will be focused on the details of what went down in the Ultimate Mock Draft, but I would highly, highly encourage you, if you are a Memphis Grizzlies fan, to tune into today's episode of the 2021 Ultimate NBA Mock Draft. Tune into it because it's a great experience, but especially today with some exciting things that are going on in the 2021 Ultimate NBA Mock Draft. Well, obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks reached their ultimate goal in achieving their goal of becoming NBA champions. It has been a long road when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. They've gone through being the best team in the East, arguably, over the past 3 years. They've gone through failures when it came to not meeting expectations in 2019-2020. Giannis Antetokounmpo, despite being a two-time back-to-back MVP winner and Defensive Player of the Year, despite a start of an NBA career in which it is unprecedented, the individual accolades that he has reached at such a young age. And of course, Mike Budenholzer, the questions about his coaching philosophy, you know, his tactics when it came to offense and defense, how he was playing his starters, all these different questions, these different doubts, everything that has been out there about the Milwaukee Bucks, they were able to push that all to the side and get the job done. Certainly, health was on their side, though Giannis's return from what seemed like a pretty significant knee injury was very, very, you know, heroic, for lack of a better word. Though they were able to get past health, though other teams were not able to do that, there should not be any type of asterisk, there should not be any type of watering down of what the Milwaukee Bucks accomplished. Every team that played this year experienced the same difficulties that all the other teams did as well. And at the end of the day, the Milwaukee Bucks were able to get the job done by arguably a top five player and at times the best player in the NBA playing to that level to get it done. Giannis became only the first person in NBA Finals history to produce 50 points, 5 blocks, and at least 14 rebounds in a Finals game. It truly was arguably one of the 15 to 20 best performances in a single game of an NBA Finals in NBA history. But what does this mean for the Grizzlies? Well, the thing is that obviously the Grizzlies have a lot of stuff in common with the Bucks in terms of where the Bucks came from in their early days of their attempt to build what now has become an NBA champion. Obviously, the coach of the Bucks has a pretty good connection with the coach of the Grizzlies in that Taylor Jenkins might be, my memory serves me correctly, could arguably be one of the best disciples of the Greg Popovich, Mike Budenholz coaching tree right now in the NBA. And the thing about it is that the Grizzlies also have their young, very talented, but also very highly regarded franchise cornerstone in Ja Morant, similar to Giannis. Ja Morant is someone who loves basketball, lives, breathes, enjoys basketball, has a desire to get better. That's defined Giannis for years. There's already potential doubts about, you know, can Ja Morant be the guy to be the centerpiece of the Grizzlies' run? That's, you know, to be determined. I certainly feel he can be that guy at times. Probably a 1A who needs a 1B, whether that's a Jaren or, you know, somebody else that eventually comes in time. The Grizzlies clearly do had their franchise cornerstone in Ja, just like the Bucks do in Giannis. But the other thing that the Grizzlies are doing is they are competent and creative and confident in building up this roster. But not only that, they're building up a culture around this franchise that attracts good talents, that attracts good people, that attracts players who have the desire to get better and that crave getting better, improving, and that crave wanting to win a championship. You see that from the improvements up and down the roster, from Kyle Anderson and Jonas Valanciunas to De'Anthony Melton and Grayson Allen and Desmond Bane, and obviously one of the best examples this past year in Dylan Brooks. This is a team in Memphis that truly believes it is on the right path, not only to becoming a sustainable winner, but they truly believe they have what it takes to, in time, become a championship contender. And it starts with the front office that is confident and has a clear commitment to wanting to be able to reach that level of success, but it knows that it has to be committed to doing it the right way, to staying focused on the future, not pushing things too soon, making right decisions at all levels, treating their talent, treating players on the roster the right way. All those things matter, even from the beginning, where the Grizzlies currently are. Now, when it comes to Memphis, they're still quite a bit of a ways away, but they have been able to show they can draft well. They have been able to show the ability in trades to be creative, to build up their assets. They are building up the resources that they need to make the moves that are going to allow for them to add to their young core, to have the ability to add the additional pieces in the present and future in terms of other talents to Ja, to Jaren, and others to build this Grizzlies team up, to help this roster evolve over time into being a sustainable winner and championship contender. The times are coming up this offseason, next offseason, in which the Grizzlies are going to have to make critical decisions. They're going to have to figure out who of their core they're going to commit to long term. They're going to have to figure out and decide who of their core may be best used in moves to bring in an upgrade from outside. They're going to have to continue to make the right decisions on draft night. The Grizzlies are going to have to become more calculated, and they're going to have to become, you know, bigger gamblers on the moves that they make in order to keep moving this team forward and having it exceed expectations like it has over the past 2 years. But obviously the Milwaukee Bucks are a great example of showing why staying committed to the goal, doing everything at all layers the right way, and being patient with progress, showing up when it needs to. The Milwaukee Bucks show all those things are critical to making this work out in Memphis, for Memphis to achieve its long-term goal of being a sustainable winner and contender. Only time will tell if the Grizzlies will get there. But with how much the Grizzlies right now seem to share with the Bucks as they were building up themselves into a contender, it's certainly highly encouraging. This championship victory is obviously huge for the city of Milwaukee, for Giannis, for Coach Budenholzer, and the Bucks franchise. But it also is an example and a big win for small markets that talents on the level of a Giannis, on the level of a Jaw, they can find the success that they desire in a small market if they're surrounded by the right people who share their commitment to excellence. And there's no doubt at all of that is around Ja through Coach Taylor Jenkins, through Jaren Jackson Jr., through General Manager Zach Kleiman. All of those folks are very talented and committed to excellence, and there's a bright future ahead for the Grizzlies, and obviously the Bucks are a shining example that the Grizzlies' ultimate goal can be accomplished as long as the commitment stays there to do everything that it needs to do that. But obviously, that starts now that the 2020-2021 season is over. The commitment towards that work continues with the 2021 NBA draft. We've talked about many players. What is the updated big board, in my opinion, when it comes to the players that make the most sense for Memphis, regardless of what avenue they take? Coming up, I'm going to reveal my updated top 20 big board when it comes to the Grizzlies on draft night. When it comes to any of us, we're all fans of something: sports, music, culture, cooking, whatever it may be. If you're a fan of something, you certainly would love to learn more about that subject, maybe other subjects, or interact with others who share your same interests. Well, what if there was a social audio app that allowed for you in real time to talk with others who share the same interests as you? That's Spotify Green Room, the social audio app that creates opportunities, especially for fans of sports, music, and culture, to interact with others who share their same interests on a daily basis. For instance, it's been a great place over the past several months during the NBA season, where myself and others have been able to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies on a weekly basis when it comes to all topics concerning the Grizzlies. Every Thursday night at 8, I host Let's Talk Grizzness, the Locked On Grizzlies show on Spotify Green Room. Now that the season is over, may not host it every week, but still will certainly get on Spotify Green Room and host these shows because it allows for me to get the chance to talk with you, and so we could all enjoy discussing the subject that we love, and that is the Memphis Grizzlies. But you don't have to do it just about the Grizzlies. Head to your app store, whether it be on Android or an iOS system, download Spotify Green Room, create a free profile, and get right into the action when it comes to the chats. Whenever the subject you want to talk about, Spotify Green Room gives you the chance to enjoy it even more. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Once again, want to state that if you are a fan of mock drafts, if you're a fan of the NBA draft, the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft is going on right now. This is the only type of opportunity of its kind, and all access, fully created mock draft that gives you all the inside, the picks, analysis, trades, insight, criticisms, support, everything you can think of when it comes to the real NBA draft is on display in the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft. But I cannot stress enough, if you are a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies, make sure you check out today's podcast, which covers the middle of the 2021 NBA draft. Chaos is going to ensue, and a team that you love might be right in the middle of it. Make sure to check out the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft, and on tomorrow's episode, I'll detail the exact reasoning behind some of the moves that may or may not have happened in Memphis during the Ultimate Mock Draft. Make sure to check it out, and obviously the Locked On Grizzlies reaction to what occurs on today's show on tomorrow's episode of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. But before we get to what happens in that mock draft, let's continue to talk about the real NBA draft that we are now 8 days away from when it comes to the NBA and many across the NBA making pertinent and critical decisions to their future. Many small markets in the NBA are positioned to make the next big addition to their roster that will hopefully lead to a night in the near future where they can experience the excitement that the Milwaukee Bucks just got to experience. And with that in mind, I want to give you my updated list of the top 20 talents that I feel make the most sense for the Grizzlies to pursue on draft night. Now, this is trade up, picks at 17 or trade back candidates. And it's not based off how much it would cost to get them or anything like that. These are the talents that I feel in some way, shape, or form, either a slim chance or a big chance of being there for the Grizzlies. These are the prospects that I feel make the most sense for the Grizzlies to pursue when it comes to draft night in any scenario that they choose to go after. I'm going to cheat a bit when it comes to number 20 simply because it was so hard to limit between these two names to start this list. But it's Miles McBride from West Virginia, the very talented two-way potential guard and highly productive guard from West Virginia. We've had experience before choosing these guards from West Virginia in Javon Carter, but Miles McBride offers significant upside on both ends of the court. The Grizzlies have been connected to him. I don't necessarily know if he has as much upside as others, but Miles McBride is the first person at number 20. The second one is highly, highly regarded young prospect Josh Primo, one of the younger prospects in this draft from Alabama, but someone that certainly has significant upside as a shooter. He already can shoot lights out, has shown that potential at times in games. He certainly is someone that can meet the Grizzlies' preferences when it comes to their need for upside shooting. So at number 20, it's a tie, Josh Primo and Miles McBride. Ayo Dosunmu from the University of Illinois, one of the best college players in the NCAA this year. He fits the bill for the Grizzlies as being that type of productive player for multiple years in college, but one that shows hard work and has certainly improved his stock over the years. He comes in at number 19. And number 18 is a prospect that fortunately has got some great news when it comes to his health. Baylor point guard and national champion, Jared Butler. Now, as a point guard, may not make the most sense as a target, but someone that certainly can fill a lot of boxes for the Grizzlies with his all-around game and especially his offensive upside. He comes in at 18. At 17, Florida guard Trey Mann, one of the better three-level backcourt scorers and creators in this draft. When I say creators, I mean ball handling, shot creators, someone who could certainly fill up the bucket, but also has potential as a playmaker and possibly secondary point guard to Ja Morant. Trey Mann comes in at number 17. At 16, we're getting into some familiar names. Usman Garuba from Spain comes in at number 17. Arguably the best defensive prospect in this draft, but one that certainly has plenty of work to do on offense. He comes in at number 17. At number 16, on the opposite end of the spectrum, one of the oldest but more finished and talented picks in this draft, Chris Duarte, someone that has picked up steam as a target that has been linked to the Grizzlies in several mock drafts recently. He has a green room invite now. It's going to be interesting to see where he's picked. He fits a lot of boxes for the Grizzlies. May be the most sensible target for the Grizzlies based off how they've drafted over the past few years. But due to his age and this being an upside draft, he comes in at number 15. At number 14, Texas big man Kai Jones. Now, he was a little bit further up my last list, but the reason I put him at 14, the upside is there. Is he a value at pick 17? Sure, but at the position of center, when you've already got Xavier Tillman, Brandon Clark, and Jaren Jackson Jr., does it make much sense to go after another true big man when you have other needs to fill? I'm not so sure, so Kai Jones comes in at number 14. At number 13, one of the more popular risers and more exciting talents in this draft, Cam Thomas out of LSU. Now, I really do think that there's a good chance Cam Thomas is going to be picked right around where the Grizzlies are looking to pick if they stay at 17. Maybe 16, maybe 18 with OKC. The scoring upside is unreal. One of the best scorers, three-level scorers, and shot creators in this draft. But what else does he do outside of that? That is a legitimate question. But if you're needing offense and scoring upside, Cam Thomas certainly fits that bill. He comes in at number 13. And number 12, one of the names that has gotten Memphis fans more excited than most due to the knowledge that he has worked out with Memphis and his connections with the franchise, Josh Christopher out of Arizona State. Now, there's a lot to like, a lot of offensive potential, some good defensive potential as well. It seems like that there certainly is a desire to get better and achieve his ceiling in Christopher, and it seems like he would be a great fit with this roster. He comes in at number 12, not necessarily convinced at 17 it makes sense. He still, in my opinion, is the best as a trade back value, trading back to get him, but certainly someone that fits many things that the Grizzlies are looking for with significant upside. He comes in at number 12. And number 11, Australian wing Josh Giddey. Now, Josh Giddey is someone that many have as a clear lottery talent in this NBA draft, and I get it. I certainly do feel he is that, especially with his playmaking prowess at his size. But I'm not so convinced there's things outside of that that he'll contribute, so I'm not so convinced he makes that much sense for the Grizzlies with them already having their primary playmaker in place in Ja Morant. If the Grizzlies got him, you're not unhappy, but I do think that there are more sensible picks for the Grizzlies to go after. So at number 11 is Josh Giddey. At number 10, Alperen Şengün, the center out of Turkey, one of the best natural offensive talents in this draft, probably the most gifted natural big man when it comes to offense in this draft. He would make a lot of sense for Memphis. We're starting to get into the area where you cannot be unhappy if any of these names I'm about to mention are picked. But Alperen Şengün certainly is someone that fits a lot of what Memphis is looking for, fits their timeline. And though I just mentioned with Kai Jones, Memphis already has the depth that it needs, the offensive upside that Şengün offers in his game is certainly hard to deny. So at number 10, Alperen Şengün makes my list. What about the top 9? And where will they play? And of these names I'm about to mention, who are the most realistic at number 17 if the Grizzlies stay there? I'll go into detail about the top of my top 20 Grizzlies big board, and then from there, name the names that I truly feel make the most sense for Memphis if they were to stay at 17. How many options for the Grizzlies to choose from when it comes to their potential pick in the 2021 NBA draft? Well, the great thing about many of these options is that no matter the decision the Grizzlies make, it's likely going to be a good one. Well, wouldn't you like to say the same thing about your decision when it comes to snacks? Not only for you to be able to have a healthy snack, but one that has over 18 different flavors you could choose from, but none of the flavors are a bad taste to enjoy. That's Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now, you can get a snack from 18 different choices of flavors you could have in the morning as breakfast, have in the afternoon as a snack. And the great thing is you could also go to BuiltBar.com right now, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. During the 2021 NBA draft, NBA teams are going to be looking to add new parts to their roster that's going to make their team better moving forward. Well, if you own a car, obviously, you want to make sure it's in its best shape moving forward, and that may mean it needs new parts. The best place to go is rockauto.com. For one, it's very easy to use. Within a few clicks of the button, you're likely going to find what you need, and that's because regardless of make and model or the part itself, you're going to likely find it at rockauto.com. Regardless of the experience level that you have when it comes to repairing cars, another great reason to rely on rockauto.com is it's very cost effective. This is a family-owned business. They've been in business for over 20 years. They know car parts typically fall outside of budget, so they want to make things as economically feasible as possible. When you visit rockauto.com, let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts that you will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. Listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from the GOAT of NBA mock drafts, Chad Ford, and Odyssey NBA experts Brian Scalabrine and former general manager Ryan McDonough. Our Locked On NBA local experts will make selections and trades for your favorite basketball teams throughout this week-long special event. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, and once again, if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, I cannot encourage you enough, you're going to enjoy today's edition of the Ultimate 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft. Check it out on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y Odyssey. So we're going over the top 20 names on my Grizzlies big board when it comes to the names that I want in Memphis from 20 to 1. At number 20, I had Josh Primo. Number 19, Ayon Dosunmu. 18, Jared Butler. 17 was Trey Mann. 16 was Usman Garuba. 15, Chris Duarte. 14, Kai Jones. 13, Cam Thomas. 12, Josh Christopher. 11, Josh Giddey. And 10, Alperen Şengün. And I do apologize if I've gotten these prospects' names wrong. It's something that I certainly am improving on as we move forward. So we're ready for our top nine. And there's not going to be any new names. There's not going to be any surprises. But there are names that have moved up the list. At number nine, Jaden Springer of Tennessee. You've heard me talk about him several times yesterday. The reason why I love Jaden Springer is despite being one of the youngest prospects in this draft class, he gives you one of the best bets due to his all-around game of sticking and staying as a significant talent in the NBA. I feel at 17, the Grizzlies would be absolutely thrilled or should be thrilled to have him. He comes in at number nine on my list. And number eight, Zaire Williams. We've talked about him before. We will do one of our Grizzlies prospect profiles on him before the draft. The end of the day, certainly a project, certainly a talent that's going to take time to develop, but a talent on this list that, in my opinion, might be the most ideal ceiling of any player on this list due to him being a true wing, his archetype as a true shot creator and playmaker and potential plus defender. Zaire Williams certainly feels a lot of needs for Memphis in a singular player if he can reach his ceiling, and that could be what attracts Memphis to take him. Number seven, another bigger wing in Jalen Johnson. He's one of the top 10 or 12 natural talents in this draft. But obviously, he's also one of the ones with the biggest question marks when it comes to off the court. Obviously, situations in high school at Duke that did not allow for him to play as many games as many thought. He's dropping down some of these big boards because there are still questions about his commitment and his development. I feel in the right situation, though it may take a red shirt, he certainly could thrive and could be a very valuable player, a very valuable part of a rotation on a winner. And though there are questions about him, the natural talent shines. And I feel Memphis could make him realize that ceiling, but there's still plenty of question marks. That's the reason why he's not higher on this list. And number six, a talent who naturally may not have the ceiling of a Zaire Williams or a Jalen Johnson, but one who what he does well fits so perfectly with what the Grizzlies need and what they preference is Trey Murphy out of Virginia. And at 21, there's still plenty of upside, but the shot accuracy, the shot selection, the smart decisions, the passing, and the defensive upside as a 6'9 wing is just absolutely a wonderful combination that would fit so greatly on this Memphis roster. Trey Murphy comes in at number six. At number five, Tennessee guard Keon Johnson. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. I do get that there are plenty of question marks about his offensive upside, especially when it comes to the need for an outside shot. But it's hard to deny his work ethic, his unbelievable athleticism, historic athleticism and leaping ability, and also his upside as an elite defender. All those things give him a solid basis to work with, and I truly do feel Memphis could be one of the best places to help him realize his ceiling, which would make him a true difference maker in this draft. At number five, Keon Johnson stands out. Number four, Franz Wagner. Obviously, the big wing from Michigan. We had the pleasure of talking with Ant Wright about Wagner on Monday. We also talked with Will Warren on yesterday's episode about Jaden Springer and Keon Johnson. But Franz Wagner, maybe not a star, but someone with his size who, if he could become a true plus defender and shooter along with his facilitation, that absolutely, it's a better potential version of what you have in Kyle Anderson right now. And that truly is the type of player that you certainly want to have a significant role on the next evolution of your roster, which is a sustainable winner. Franz Wagner comes in at number four. Number three, Corey Kispert. Now, I know He could be a shooting specialist, but I don't think that that defines Kispert's game. You have a true wing who has the ability to shoot at a Desmond Lane level or a Desmond Bane level or above, but in my opinion, he showed historical efficiency in transition. He obviously has the ability to shoot at a very high level from three, but can add value defensively as well. You could check out the prospect profile that I did on Corey Kispert. I truly feel if he starts to fall, the Grizzlies should absolutely look into a way to trade up and get him. Corey Kispert comes in at number three on my list. And number two, UConn guard James Bouknight. I feel he obviously has the most resourceful game when it comes to being a shot creator in this draft, something the Grizzlies truly need, a true threat next with Ja Morant to be one of the better 1-2 backcourt combos offensively in the league, and I think he also complements Ja Morant well with his shot creation. Though it's not likely he's going to be there for the Grizzlies to reasonably trade up, he comes in at number two on my board. And then at number one, there's no change. Arkansas forward Moses Moody. Local product, very good potential. He becomes not only a significant 3-and-D contributor, but in my opinion, there is further upside in his game that really could allow for him to be one of the top five or seven talents. He's number five on my big board currently, but Moses Moody is number one on my top 20 Grizzlies board. Now, the thing about it is this, as I'm going to come to Moses Moody, James Bouknight, Corey Kispert, Franz Wagner, Keon Johnson, you know, other names like probably Josh Giddey and Alperen Şengün, those names probably are not going to be there. Jalen Johnson, those names probably are not going to be there when it comes to pick 17. The Grizzlies are likely going to have to trade up to get one of those talents. If one of those talents falls, because some unexpected names are taken in the lottery and you see a name like a Jalen Johnson or a Corey Kispert or someone like that, maybe even a Moses Moody start to fall, it may make sense for the Grizzlies to trade, you know, a reasonable amount to move up and get these players. But if the Grizzlies were to stay at number 17, or if they had the ability to trade back, what are the seven targets that, in my opinion, probably stand out as making the most sense? Number one, Trey Murphy. As I mentioned, when it comes to fitting the preferences of what the Grizzlies are looking for, plus he does it with a 6'9 frame, and he also does it as someone who, in my opinion, has plenty of upside to improve, Trey Murphy stands out as being the best combination of all that. I would love for the Grizzlies to be able to trade back to get him, but whether we take him at 17 or trade back, I feel that he makes the most sense as the pick for Memphis in terms of combining everything that they should prioritize in this pick. Number two is Zaire Williams. I get, once again, that he could be a long-term project, but again, when it comes to the ceiling of any one player who absolutely is the perfect fit for what Memphis needs, it's hard to not look at Zaire Williams. Number three, Jalen Johnson. Natural talent is there. Questions are there, but I think Memphis offers a great opportunity for him to get his mind right and get committed to the game to where he needs it to be to make the most of his outstanding potential. He comes in at number three. Number four for me is Jaden Springer. I think it's because of the all-around game and also because of the certainty that you feel that he's going to become a highly efficient, highly effective player that you can use in multiple ways, both offensively and defensively. He comes in at number four on my list. And number five, starting to get into the names that probably make the most sense to trade back to get, Josh Christopher. For reasons I mentioned above, the connections are there, the upside is there. I think he makes more sense to trade back and get another asset for, but Josh Christopher would be one of the more sensible upside plays for this Grizzlies team, and he would come into a culture where he likely is already valued and would have a very good chance to make the most of his potential. With that in mind, number six is Cam Thomas of LSU. I don't think there's as much all-around potential in Cam Thomas's game as there is Christopher's. I do think there is higher potential in Cam Thomas's ability to score than Christopher, and that alone is something the Grizzlies should prioritize and value. He comes in at number six. And at number seven is Chris Duarte. Now, out of all the names that I mentioned, none of them will be able to make the instant impact that Duarte will make. But each of the talents that I've already mentioned are 4 to 5 youngers than where Duarte will be on draft night. With that in mind, if these players that I mentioned have a very good chance in the Grizzlies' mind of being at where Duarte is or above in terms of the value where these players will be when they reach Duarte's age. The Grizzlies need to go with the upside play. But all in all, not going to be a disappointing night at all if you add Chris Duarte and his all-around game and his ability as an immediate contributor. Number 7 on my list comes Chris Duarte. So there you go, making sure there's no confusion. The first 20 names that I mentioned are up and down, whether it's trade up, stay, or trade back. Those are the 20 names from 20 to 1 in terms of most desire to want to be in Memphis as a rookie next year. That's the 20 names that I feel make the most sense for Memphis. I follow that up with the 7 names that I think are probably the most realistic for the Grizzlies to go after if they were to stay at pick 17. But at the end of the day, the number one thing that should stand out is that no matter what selection this Grizzlies team makes, it's likely going to be a good one. Not only because there's so many good ones to choose from, but because this front office does it and does it right when it comes to deciphering what prospect makes the most sense to add to this team moving forward. It's certainly going to be exciting, and it's going to be an exciting show tomorrow as we not only break down what the Grizzlies did in the 2021 NBA mock draft and why it paints a bigger picture besides the specifics of that mock draft. I'm also going to talk about some interesting reactions to a few questions that I posted on Twitter a few days ago in terms of selections at 17, but also potential moves back or up. Really getting to see how Grizzlies fans view potential moves the Grizzlies could make on draft night. All that coming up tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Follow the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. If you're a Grizzlies fan, check out the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft today. Really looking forward to some of the reactions that may come from decisions that were made on behalf of the Grizzlies. My name's Sean Coleman. Follow me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Until next time, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.